Our first reading is from Paul's letter to the Colossians. From Paul, appointed by God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy to the saints in Colossae, our faithful brothers in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We have never failed to remember you in our prayers and to give thanks for you to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ever since we heard about your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you show towards all the saints because of the hope which is stored up for you in heaven. It is only recently that you heard of this when it was announced in the message of the truth. The good news which has reached you is spreading all over the world and producing the same results as it has among you ever since the day when you heard about God's grace and understood what this really is. Epaphras, who taught you, is one of our closest fellow workers and a faithful deputy for us as Christ's servant. And it was he who told us all about your love in the Spirit. Our gospel reading is from the Gospel according to Luke. Leaving the synagogue, Jesus went to Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to do something for her. Leaning over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and began to wait upon them. At sunset, all those who had friends suffering from diseases of one kind or another brought them to him, and laying his hands on each, he cured them. Devils too came out of many people howling, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. When daylight came, he left the house and made his way to a lonely place. The crowds went to look for him, and when they had caught up with him, they wanted to prevent him leaving them. But he answered, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns too, because that is what I was sent to do." And he continued his preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Our reflection for Wednesday, the 22nd week, 5th of September. The first reading from the letter to the Colossians revisits those three great virtues of faith, hope, and love that Paul speaks of so eloquently in chapter 13 of his first letter to the Corinthians. We remember well the way that chapter finishes. "And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love." In the letter to the Colossians, we see that Paul gives thanks for the people's faith in Christ Jesus, for the love that they show towards all the saints, and for the hope which fuels their love. Paul is, of course, writing about three foundational Christian virtues, but I'm sure he would agree that faith, hope, and love of some kind are foundational elements in every human life. Not only are they foundational, they are also inseparable from one another. And when one of them fails, a person's life is in trouble. Even an atheist is as much a believer as a theist. An atheist can no more prove that God doesn't exist than I can prove God does exist. He or she believes it. So we share faith, what Paul calls seeing as in a mirror darkly, but of course with a radically different content to our faith. We can only love someone we believe and hope in, and we can only place our hope in someone or something when we love it and believe in that person or that thing. So if I have no one to believe in, then I am truly alone in the world. Because our relationships, surely, are built on faith, or what we call trust, as much as love and hope. Where life's experience fails to provide these three foundational ingredients of human life, the only way out of a meaningless life may be drugs or alcohol, perhaps a frenzied lifestyle that keeps the questions at bay, or ultimately and sadly, suicide. Our Christian faith surely can hold out to such people the conviction that even if they feel they are not loved and are worthless and their lives are meaningless and they are not trusted by other human beings, they are certainly loved and trusted by God. And God offers them the same promise, the same hope of eternal life on which our Christian hope is based. The Gospel passage from Luke explores an important aspect of the life of Christian faith and love. Luke reports how Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law, and this resulted in something like a stampede, among others, seeking Jesus' attention. The next morning, the stampede in a way continues. The people seek Jesus out and try to prevent him leaving them. They want him for themselves to meet their needs. Of course, we all have needs, and Luke does not want to belittle these. But for our relationship with Jesus to be authentic and loving, it is essential to let him be the Christ, the one who must proclaim the good news to all, not just to me and for my benefit. Otherwise, if we do this, we turn Jesus into a kind of toy God, my idea of a God, rather than the real God. And this is true of any mature Christian relationship. If we only see our neighbours principally in terms of his or her benefit to me, then these relationships will almost inevitably fail. The message: let God be God, and God will enable our relationships, both with God and with one another, to become fully human.